If you have your Bibles, please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6.
弟兄姐妹，如果有圣经的话，麻烦翻到哥林多后书四章一到六节。
The message is, do not lose heart.
今天的主题是不要丧胆。
And I'll have Brother Charles to go ahead and read this passage for us.
我在这边读哥林多后书四章一到六节。我们既然蒙怜悯，受了这职分，就不丧胆。乃将那些暧昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将神真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上。此等不信之人被世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的形，神的像，我们原不是传自己，乃是传耶稣基督为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
And may the Lord add his blessing to both the reading and the preaching of his word.
求主赐福给读并且传讲他话语的人。
The following is simply a fictitious illustration.
接下来举个例子，是一个假设的例子。
Story goes that it was advertised that the devil was putting up for sale all of his tools.
这个魔鬼呢，他把所有的工具拿出来大拍卖。
And on one particular date, all of his tools were laid out.
在某一天，他把所有的工具都放在桌子上。
And there was prices marked for public inspection, and there was a lot of treacherous instruments like hatred, envy, jealousy, deceit, pride, lying, and so on.
的每个工具都有它的价钱，那这些工具有包括它的许许多多这个一些行恶的工具，包括恼恨、嫉妒、欺骗、骄傲、撒谎等等。
Laid apart from all the rest of the tools was one that was particularly more worn than others and priced very high.
特别有一件工具，它这件工具呢看起来磨损的相当严重，但是价格非常的高。
One of the customers asked.Why is this price so high? What's the name of the tool?
他这个有一个顾客就问魔鬼就说为什么这件器具这么贵呢？
Devil replied, "This is discouragement."
这个魔鬼就回答说这个是灰心。
Why have you priced it so high?
为什么这么贵呢？
The devil replied, "Because discouragement is more useful to me than all the other tools."
魔鬼这样回答，他说当其他工具都不管用的时候，我可以用灰心来做我的工具。
I can pry open and get inside a man's heart when I cannot get near him with any other tools.
当其他的工具不管用的时候，我可以用灰心把人的心敞开、打开。
It is badly worn because I use this particular tools on almost everyone, since so very few people know it belongs to me.
这显得这么旧，因为我几乎每个人都用这个工具，而且很少人知道这是我的工具之一。
The story.Illustrates that the enemy may use discouragement against God's people.
这个故事告诉我们，仇敌会用灰心丧胆来攻击我们。
Is it no wonder that the Apostle Paul wrote about not losing heart?
这也难怪使徒保罗说不要灰心。
In this letter to the church in Corinth, Paul took a portion to deal with this topic of discouragement.
特别在哥林多后书这边，保罗特别用这个章花一些篇幅来讲灰心的主题。
In fact, at the very beginning of this chapter, at the end of the chapter, Paul implored the believers, "Do not lose heart."
特别在第四章，我们看到一开始保罗恳求这些信徒不要灰心，不要丧胆。
He is saying, "Don't give in, don't give up, refuse to give the enemy the pleasure of seeing us sidelined and saddened."
保罗告诉他们不要让步，也不要放弃，不要给仇敌看到任何让我们丧胆的机会。
You know, one of Paul's earliest letters to the church in Galatia, he previously exhorted them, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap the harvest if we don't give up."
在另外一部这个加拉太书里面，保罗说我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
Paul also wrote to the church of Ephesus.He says, "I ask you not to lose heart over what I'm suffering for you, which is your glory."
保罗另外在以弗所书里面讲到说，所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难丧胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
Paul realized how vulnerable we are to discouragement in what we do, what we see, and what we hear.
保罗了解我们在所见所听的事情上是多么的软弱。
Paul told the church in Thessalonica, he says, "As for you, brothers, never tire of doing what is right."
保罗在对帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄们说道，弟兄们，你们行善不可丧志。
Now, if discouragement can easily happen in New Testament churches, especially when encouraging salvation growth by the grace of God was happening frequently in churches like Corinth, Thessalonica, and Ephesus, what about our church today when salvation happens a lot slower?
如果在哥林多、帖撒罗尼迦和以弗所这些神的恩典得救因神的恩典得救人数迅速倍增的教会来说，灰心丧胆都这么容易发生的话，在我们今天成长缓慢的许多的教会怎么办呢？
Or what happened, especially during this pandemic, in our response to it?
特别在我们今天这个疫情肆虐的时候，我们如何应对呢？
Let me ask you, are there noticeable signs of discouragement in your life?
让我问你，你生命中有没有一些让你容易灰心的事情或记号呢？
Have you even stopped praying for the church, or even stopped praying for yourself?
你是不是已经停止为教会或是为自己祷告了呢？
Are you getting slower around the house to help out or reluctant to initiate grace and mercy to others?
在家中是不是比较不愿意帮忙呢，或是不愿意对其他人施展你的恩慈和怜悯呢？
How can we be delivered from discouragement?
我们如何在失望的灰心中被释放呢？
And how can we maintain our focus, especially on fulfilling the Great Commission?
我们如何专注在神的大使命上呢？
Three points today, very easy to remember. It is live, lose, and lead.
今天有三个主题，很容易记得，就是活出、舍弃和带领。
The first verse gives us perspective to live on His given, that is the ministry and mercy.
首先是活出，我们是要活在他所赐给我们的职分和怜悯。
Notice how the passage starts off. It says, "Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart."
第一节讲到说，我们既然蒙恩怜悯，就受了职分，就不丧胆。
What is given? There's two things that are mentioned: His ministry and mercy.
神所赐的是什么呢？有两件事情，就是职分和怜悯。
The chapter before, Paul discussed about the new covenant ministry in Jesus Christ.
在前面一章第三章里面讲到耶稣基督。
One author said this about the new covenant: The new covenant is the bond between God and man established by the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ, under which all have been effectively called to God in all ages.
有一位作者讲到耶稣基督所立的新约，他说新约就是神和人之间的连结，这连结是耶稣基督牺牲的死所建立的，是世世代代被有效呼召的人的根基。
Furthermore, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, it says, "As servants of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life."
在前面一章第三章第六节讲到说，他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
The new covenant produces life.
新约是带来生命。
It also produces righteousness.
也带来义。
That is why it says, and even in verse 9 of chapter 3, it is the ministry of righteousness.
这边在讲到说称义的职事。
Friends, this is the ministry that is given to us.
这是神所赐给我们的职分。
Paul understood he was given this gift of ministry from the Lord.
保罗他深知道这个职分的礼物是从神领受来的。
He had been called to proclaim the gospel.
他被呼召来宣扬福音。
Now, if you're a child of God, you're also given this ministry too.
如果你是神的子女的话，你同样也被赋予这份的职分。
And you have an obligation, you have a calling to proclaim the message, the gospel message to others.
你有责任来宣扬神的福音。
Not only is ministry given, but His mercy is given.
不只是这个职分是给予的，我们的怜悯也是神所赐的。
The emphasis is by His mercy.
这个重点是说，根据神的怜悯。
Mercy is given, it's not based upon our own merit.Status or works, mercy is a gracious gift of God.
怜悯不是根据我们的善行、地位或努力，怜悯是神恩慈的礼物。
By His mercy, we are saved.
因着神的怜悯，我们被得救了。
We experience the gospel, but also we are given by His mercy to express the gospel.
我们不但亲自经历了神的怜悯，我们也被赋予了责任来宣扬福音。
And so this verse 1 challenges us to live on the given ministry and mercy.
所以这第四章一开始第一节就在挑战我们活在他所赐的职事和怜悯中。
We have all been given much mercy.
我们都被大大的赐给怜悯了。
Even as we wake up this early morning, His mercies are new.
每天早上，我们每天早上神的怜悯恩典都是新的。
So it's important not just to remember His mercy, but also to express His mercy.
不只是来记得神的恩典，并且要传扬他的恩典。
In addition, now that we are in Christ Jesus, remember we have a bigger range to minister than ever before.
我们既然成为耶稣基督的儿女，我们更是要神的儿女，我们更是要比过去更多的人来服侍和侍奉。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 35, it says, "Don't you have a saying? It is still 4 months until the harvest. I tell you, open your eyes, look at the fields; they are ripe for harvest."
在约翰福音四章三十五节，耶稣讲到：“你们岂不是说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？”我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
On the authority in the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus said, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit."
凭着主的主权，耶稣说，去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Not only do you have an incredible range and scope, but incredible resource and depth. That is the mercy of God.
我们不只有宽广无限的范围，还有无限多的资源，也就是神的怜悯。
You have more to give because you have been given so much, and so live on the given, the ministry He entrusted with us and the mercy He gave to us.
我们能够多给多，因为是我们被神多给了。靠着他所赐的生活，我们的怜悯能够多而又多。
The second point comes from the second verse that says, "We have renounced disgraceful, underhanded way, refused to practice."Cunning or tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God.
第二点就是在第二节里面讲到说，乃将那些暧昧可耻的事弃绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道理，只将神真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。
The first point is to live in the ministry in His mercy, right?
第一点的重点是靠着神所赐的怜悯和执事而活。
The second is to lose.
第二点是弃绝。
Now, usually when we're usually competitive in contests or games.
我们通常是在这个比赛或是竞赛的时候，我们是要赢。
And so we'd like to win, and we're more focused on winning than losing, right?
我们是希望能够赢，不是舍弃或是输。
However.Not in game, but in our lives, particularly in the Christian life, we are called to lose.
但是在我们基督徒的生命里面，他说我们要来舍弃。
As a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, we should be familiar about losing. Jesus said, "If any man comes after me, let him deny himself, pick up the cross, and follow me."
耶稣说到，若人跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And so here in this passage continues in terms of what we need to lose, and it says we need to lose deceptive habits.
这边在讲到说舍弃，是说要舍弃欺骗的习惯。
There are two subpoints here, one in ways and the other in the word.
这有两个子题，一个是道路，一个是道理。
In ways, we should renounce, we should lose, we should abandon or forsake.
首先道路，我们必须弃绝了，放弃了。
And these are the hidden things, things that are shameful, things that are disgrace, underhanded or even scandalous.
这些方式呢，是暧昧的，是羞耻的，是可耻的，是丑恶的。
We are to forsake those ways in our lives.
我们也在生命中必须要放弃这些方式。
If you remember what is deposited in your life, that is the presence of Christ, the Holy Spirit, it will be easier to withdraw from these patterns and practices of the world.
如果我们常常提醒存在我们内心中的是什么，也就是耶稣基督，我们的圣灵的话，我们就比较容易从现在 世上人所效法的事情上抽离出来。
Not only do we need to abandon deceptive ways, but we also have to abandon deceptive ways of how we handle the word.
不只是道路，还有神的话语。
Specifically, the passage tells us not to tamper with the truth.
经文要我们不谬讲神的道理。
Now, if you had to boil it down, why would someone tamper or distort the truth?
如果追根究底的话，为什么有人想要来把扭曲神的教义呢？
There are two ways that we may tamper or distort the truth.
有两种方式，为什么有些人要把神的教义来扭曲？
One reason is for profit.
有一种是为了要得利。
It happened back then, it could even happen now.
在过去发生，现在也会发生。
Paul would make it clear in how he ministered, how he taught, and how he preached, because he didn't do it for money, but he did no, nor for his own gain.
保罗他这边讲得很清楚，他并不是他传讲神的话语并不是要自己得利。
So in other words, he did not do it for profit.
他不是为了利益。
The second reason is more subtle, and that is pride.
第二个原因是比较细微的就是这个自己为了自己的荣耀。
If you are not careful, you can be too proud in your smarts to submit to Scripture.
如果你不留意的话，可能会自作聪明而不顺服经文。
You can be too proud in your sin to submit to Scripture too.
或是陷在罪中而不顺服经文。
You can be too proud in your stubbornness to admit that maybe you made a mistake in studying Scripture.
或许你冥顽不灵而不顺服经文。
These are ways that may distort the doctrine or distort our handling of the truth.
不管是哪一个，就在读经中犯了错误。
And so Paul makes it clear for us to abandon those particular ways.
所以保罗这边讲得很清楚，要我们舍弃这些方式。
Paul said that he did not distort the God's word, even if it hurt people's or even his own feelings.
保罗这边讲得很清楚，他没有扭曲神的话语，即使这些话语可能会伤人，并且或是伤害他自己。
And so that's why he says in the second half of verse 2, he says, On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
这边保罗在第二节里面讲到说，相反的，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。
Some people may have not liked what he had said,But it was his job to tell the truth as clearly as he can.
有些人或许不喜欢他所说的话，但是保罗这是他的职分，来把这个真理讲得越清楚、越明白越好。
We are to live in the ministry in His mercy. Stay right there.
我们要在神的职分上来尽忠。
We are to lose any deceptive habits.
我们要舍弃任何暧昧不明的事情。
And the last challenge we are to lead, that is to lead others to the glorious gospel.
第三点就是带领他人到荣耀的福音中。
The last part of verse 3 through 6, it says, Even if the gospel is veiled, it is veiled for those who are perishing. In this case, the God of the world has blinded the mind of unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God said, let the light shine out of darkness, and has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
在三到六节这边讲到，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡的人身上，此等不信的人被这世界的神弄瞎了眼心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像，我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣的为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神的荣耀，神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
So for the last three verses, three particular points. One has to do with the premise. The second has to do with the problem. The third has to do with the power.
对，最后这个部分呢，有分了三个小点，一个是前提，一个是
problem and power.
然后第二个是问题第三个是权力。
The first is the premise, and that is the gospel.
这个所有的这个第三点的主题的前提就是福音。
Let us remind ourselves what is the gospel.
让我们提醒我们自己什么是福音。
The word gospel is a fantastic word. It is quite different from the word religion, which we hear so frequently.
福音这个字是很美好的字跟我们经常听到的宗教是完全不同的。
The word gospel means good news or glad tidings.
福音就是好的消息或是佳音。
The gospel is good news from a particular source about a particular person.
福音是从一个特别的来源，有关一个特别的人的好消息。
The source is God, the person is Jesus Christ.
来源是神，这个人是基督。
The gospel begins with God and centers around Jesus Christ.
这个福音是基督为中心的神。
It's about Christ's life, his work, his death and resurrection.
讲到基督的生命，他的在世上的功，他的死，还有他的复活。
The gospel is good news about what God has done in sending Jesus Christ to be our Savior.
福音是有关于神将耶稣基督来赐给我们，成为我们的救赎主。
Christ took on God's wrath that was meant for us because we are sinners.
基督担当了神的怒气这个怒气原本是我们应当承受的，因为我们是罪人。
The gospel is not just a lovely story, it is a declaration of a great fact, a great historical act of God, the act of giving his own son to be our savior.
福音不只是一个美丽的故事福音是一个伟大事实的宣告，也是讲到神在历史中伟大的作为。
And so how we need to see the gospel is not so much man's religion, but God's revelation to us.
我们以切入福音的角度，不应该是人的宗教，而是神的启示。
Let me share with another verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 6.
接下来我再跟大家分享另外一段经文，哥林多前书15章1到6节。
And I'll have Brother Charles to go ahead and read those six verses for us.
一到六节，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照着圣经所说，第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半如今还在，却也有已经睡的了。
How does the gospel become our gospel?
福音如何成为我们自己的福音呢？
In that particular passage that was just read, it mentions like three things. One, we have heard it in preaching.
首先，我们第一点，我们刚读的经文，首先我们是听到这个福音传给我们的。
Paul said, "It is the gospel that I preach to you."
保罗说，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道。
So not only was the gospel was told, but the gospel was heard.
福音不只是被传扬，也被聆听。
The second point in that passage is that the gospel was received, that it was embraced.
第二点是福音也被领受了。
Paul said, "What I received, I passed on to you of first importance, that Christ died on the cross for our sins, according to Scripture."
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
Not only the gospel needs to be preached, be received, but it also needs to be trusted.
不只是聆听或是这个领受。第三点是我们必须要来第三点是来领受。
In the passage, Paul says, "This is where we take our stand."
我们领受传给我们的福音，我们站在其上。
Perhaps you're hearing the gospel for the very first time.
或许这是你第一次听到福音。
That Christ died on the cross, you know, for your sins, according to the Scripture.
基督按照圣经来讲，按照圣经为我们的罪死了。
That he was buried and he was raised on the third day, according to the Scripture.
照圣经所说的并且埋葬了第三天复活了。
And maybe at this moment you want to believe and you want to receive Christ.
或许在这个时刻，你就希望能够相信并且接受基督。
You can, according to God's grace.And embrace Christ as Savior.
你能够的就按照圣经所说，就是拥抱这个福音。
And thus stand on His truth.
并且也站在这个上面。
This is the premise. This is the gospel in which we have stand.
这就是我们福音的前提。
The second thing that we need to understand from our passage is the problem.
第二点是问题。
Now in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 it says, If our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing.
这边讲到说，如果福音的真理是晦暗不明的话，就是对那些灭亡的人。
So let me explain this verse very simply as considering what Paul had mentioned in the previous chapter.
我们用前面一章来帮助我们解释这一段。
In the previous chapter, chapter 3, he said he would use the word veiling that laid over the hearts of the Jews when the writing of Moses was read, whereas the veil remains on the minds of an unbeliever when the gospel is preached.
这边在讲到说，每逢诵读摩西书的时候，帕子还在他们心上，但是当福音被传讲的时候，帕子就被揭去了。
So here we have the problem of unbelievers. They do not understand, but not only they do not understand, but they don't want to understand.
我们这里讲到一些不信者的一些问题，就是他们虽然没有办法接受福音，而且他们不想要接受福音。
Their refusal to believe has to do with the hardness of their heart.
他们拒绝福音是他们的心刚硬。
Another thing that compounds the hardness of their hearts, it mentions about Satan blinding their minds.
在他们刚硬的心上，撒旦又在上面做工。
So the devil's at work. His activity is to exert a negative influence in any way that he can over those that will reject God.
撒旦对于所有拒绝神的人散布他负面的影响力。
He will further complicate things for people that they may not see the light of the gospel.
撒旦他继续拒绝让这些拒绝福音的人更难看见福音的亮光。
And so in this passage, it talks about the two things that are the problem. One is the hardness of heart of people. And secondly, when it comes to Satan, he blinds the minds of the people that they don't understand.
所以第二个问题就是第一个部分就是人的心刚硬，第二个就是撒旦的作为。
And if we had to admit it, sometimes we also contribute to the complications ourselves.
我们如果诚实地面对自己的话，我们自己常常也让事情变得更复杂。
Sometimes we don't share as much as we should about the gospel truth to others.
有些时候我们拒绝来向我们的朋友来分享福音。
But the third point in the last portion of this passage gives us hope. It has to do with the power of God.
第三个部分确实给我们很大的盼望，就是神的大能。
In verse 6, it says, For God who said, Let light shine out of darkness, has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
第六节，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
This passage is about God who spoke and created the universe,who spoke light into darkness, has been changing lives since the beginning of time.
这边在讲到神，这位说有就有，命立就立的神，用开口就把光将黑暗驱走的神，他现在把他的生命改变的大能注入在他的福音里面。
Having seen just a fraction of God's power, Job explained, who could understand God's power?
约伯在他生命里面瞥见了神的大能。
The Bible speaks of God's power as an incredible, incomparable, great power.
圣经里面是说，所显的神的能力，所显的能力是何等的浩大，神有莫大的能力。
In 2 Corinthians 4:7, it says, "It is all surpassing the power of God."
这是一个莫大的能力。
Power is the very essence of God. It is in His divine nature.
能力是神的本质，也是神神圣特质的一部分。
God in his absolute power coupled with his absolute authority allows the Lord to do whatever he pleases with no limitations at all.
神有绝对的能力配上他绝对的主权，让神做任何他所喜悦的事，没有任何的限制。
Such unlimited powers is a foreign concept to us as humans, since with all the willpower we can muster, it's hard for us to break free from a single bad habit.
无穷的能力对人类来说是很陌生的，因为即使人用最大的意志力，有时候也很难改变一个坏习惯。
But God has empowered His gospel with the same supernatural power that He has within Himself.
神在福音赋予了福音这个超自然的能力，这个超自然的能力就是他自己所拥有的。
And so, when God brings about salvation, He awakens the soul.And by His sovereign grace, when people hear the gospel and respond in both repentance and in faith.
神拯救的时候，他用满有权柄的恩典将人的灵魂苏醒。当人们听到福音，并且以悔改的心和信心回应的时候，他就把这个力量加给他们。
And so when a person believes in Jesus Christ, we should marvel the power of God.
所以当有人接受耶稣基督的时候，我们应当为神的恩典和能力而惊奇。
All this being said, we should not lose heart in proclaiming the gospel message.
这些我们考虑这些，我们不应该在传扬福音的时候而丧胆。
Paul makes it clear we are not to proclaim ourselves; we are to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗这边讲得很清楚，我们不是来推荐自己，我们是来宣扬耶稣基督。
As the church in Corinth knows that Paul made it a point to preach Christ crucified.
哥林多教会他们都晓得保罗在信中不断地讲到耶稣基督和他的十字架。
Brothers and sisters, this is our given ministry to preach Christ crucified.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们被托付的事工。
So despite the challenges, despite the callousness of people's heart, even the work of the enemy, we are still to preach the gospel message to others.
所以不管这些挑战，包括人的心的刚硬，或是仇敌的作为，我们所被托付的就是来传扬神的大能，传扬神的福音。
We are to lead others to the glorious gospel.
我们要带领别人来到这个福音的光荣耀的福音当中。
Friends, now more than ever, we should not lose heart in sharing this message of hope to others.
弟兄姐妹，我们在尤其在这个时候，我们更不能灰心丧胆。
Now more than ever, during this COVID-19, people have been discouraged. People have been decimated with losses. People have been, it's demonstrated their discontent. But for you and I, we should not lose heart.
在这个新冠病毒的时代许多人被失去的东西摧毁而不满。不满而发怨言，我们不应该在这个时候灰心丧胆。
We need to continue to live in His ministry and the mercy of God.
我们必须活出托付我们的福音。
That is to stay active in God's work and in His mercy.
也就是不断的在神的事工和神的怜悯中过每一天。
We are to lose any deceptive habits.
我们要舍弃任何欺骗的行为。
And we must continue to lead others or point others to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也要带领其他人未信的人来到耶稣基督的福音中。
Live in His ministry and mercy. Lose any deceptive habit that may impede the gospel way.
活出托付我们的福音，舍弃任何欺骗或是让福音得到拦阻的一些习惯。
And lead, that is, God has chosen us to point others.To help others to be reconciled to God.
也就带领神已经拣选我们要让带领世人来认识神。
So we must go out and preach the gospel to others.
我们要出去来向他人来宣扬神的福音。
So that they may experience the hope found only in Christ Jesus.
所以世人也能够得到唯有在耶稣基督里面得到的一个唯一的盼望。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord God, we pray, Father, especially as our nation, our country, this world has been greatly discouraged.
天上的父，我们在这个时候祷告，尤其是我们的国家，这个世界的动荡不安的时候。
Many feel hopeless and discontent.
很多人感到没有盼望，很多人感到不满。
Many feel restless and not at peace.
很多人内心焦虑，惶惶不安。
And so, Father, we often sometimes feel discouraged too.
我们有些时候也感到被丧胆没有盼望。
But Father, let us take your words of truth that says, "Do not lose heart."
但是神，我们求主让我们能够紧抓你的话语，不要丧胆。
May we continue to stay active in your mercy, in your work.
让我们能够不断的每天的活在你的这个事工活在你的恩典怜悯里面。
May we continue to lose or forsake any deceptive ways in our lives.
我们弃绝我们生命中所有欺骗的行为和方式。
And Lord, may us continue to stay active in helping others, praying for others, to lead others to Christ.
我们同时为他人祷告，也带领其他人来到基督耶稣的面前。
Now more than ever, people need to hear the gospel.
现在比过去的世代更需要福音。
Let us go forth with your power and your strength.
借着你的能力，让我们来往前行。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.